Hey everybody, welcome to the Blind Runners Review Podcast. Today we're going to be reviewing The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. Today with me, I have Spifflums and Rion.
Hey everybody.
Hey, I'm Spifflums.
And I'm Rion.
And I'm Gorni.
It's nice to see that everyone's listening today.
Well, I guess what happens, Spiffums, do you want to start off with the basic plot of it?
Basically, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya is all about a girl who, basically, she can bend the universe just by wishing it, and she has no idea that she can do that. And because of this, she's really, really weird, and she likes, aliens and espers and psychics and time travelers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And one day she wishes for there to be more weird people around like that, and suddenly four other people appear who, well, as you can guess, is an alien, a time traveler, and an esper. And she has no idea that they're alien time travelers and espers, but, you know, it's just... that's how it goes, and then it goes into all sorts of different situations with the SOS Brigade, which is a club that she starts, which is to basically investigate the mysterious and the unusual.
Alright, so I guess I'll review the characters then. Basically, there are five different characters. There's Haruhi Suzumiya, and as Spiffum said, she can basically bend time. And she doesn't know it, and what happens is she's really antisocial in the beginning, and she's, like, really quirky, but as she goes on, she starts to become, like, more open, and she does really odd things, but it really is comedic. And then what happens is, and also, for those who don't know, Corny has Haruhi Suzumiya as her avatar. And then, yeah. The character that I have, Kion, he's nobody.
He's the only normal one out of them.
He's like Haruhi's pet, basically.
Yes. When he goes into high school, he just becomes, like, he has the maturity of an adult, and he just believes, like, aliens, time travels, and espers don't exist. And then he starts, like, out of the blue, just start to open up, like, Haruhi opens up to him, and then, drags him into the new club. And then, it's pretty entertaining. Like, he's basically, as Corny said, his pet, Haruhi's pet. Because he does anything that she says. And then there's Yuki. I'm pretty sure that's Random Man's avatar.
Yeah, that's Random Man's. Yeah. Which is...
even though it doesn't
fit him
ironic.
At all. It really doesn't.
Alright, so... Spiffins, do you want to explain Yuki, and you can explain Itsuki as well?
Yuki is basically an alien, and she is the most unemotional character that you could ever imagine. She literally has no emotions, and she only acts through logic, which is very unusual of an anime character, because anime characters are usually very colorful and lifeful, while she is a little more boring, but then suddenly she'll do something crazy and you'll be like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. And she's an alien who was sent to keep Haruhi under control, basically, and make her not basically start an entire new universe or crush the universe that is around now. So, that's basically Yuki's character. And Itsuki is an esper who... well, an esper is basically just someone who fights, like... kind of, like, fights demons and stuff a little bit. I don't know how to explain it.
And they have, like, telepathy.
Yeah, they have telepathy, and they can shoot, like, balls of energy. And it's pretty cool when they actually do some fight stuff with it. But he's one of the... he's actually my avatar, and he's part of a group of, I guess you would call it a corporation of Espers. I don't know what you would call it. Just a group, I guess we'll say. And,
It's the agency, I think he calls it.
Yeah, the agency, that's it. And, basically, the agency tries to keep Harry under control, just like Yuki, but they're a little more subtle with it. And he fights giant blue things caused by her negative emotions, but if the giant blue things, if they get too powerful over a certain period of time, then they could actually, like, break out and destroy the world, which is not good, as you can tell. And I guess we'll leave Corny up to explain Mikuru.
Okay, so Mikuru Asahina.
And Toofer has that avatar.
Yeah, that's Toofer's avatar.
Yeah, that's Toofer's avatar. She's kind of more just a really shy and quiet one, and she doesn't stand up for herself at all because she's basically Haruhi's toy, I guess you could say, because she doesn't really do anything like. And, like, it's kind of really bad to say, but Haruhi does kind of often sexually harass her. Kion kind of starts to, like, tell Haruhi no, but, you know, she's not gonna listen with her stubborn attitude. So she's a time traveler sent back from the future to investigate a massive time quake that occurred 3 years prior to what Haruhi decided to do. And from that, she wasn't really allowed to, like, travel back, but she knows a lot from the future because she's from the future, basically. And yeah, she's kind of like one of those lawless. I can't even say that word, but.
Lolicon? No.
Yeah. The Lolicon.
She's just basically sex appeal. Oh. I remember the exact thing. It was, Haruhi Demon Club to have the SOS Brigade, they have to have a Moe character.
Yeah, that's a Moe. Yeah, she's basically that.
Overall, like, it's kind of funny because when you first see it, you expect it to be serious. But it's really not.
But, like, within 5 minutes, you just start laughing, and it's hilarious in almost
every
way.
It's kind of like, at first you just kind of think it's always one of those school animes, whatever, it's going to be boring, but it's really not, like, at all.
Yeah.
It's like, really entertaining.
It's one of the most unique that I've seen in a very long time.
And I don't care what Manuel says, like, I don't care if you think it's girly or not. No, it's not.
Because it has the fight scenes that you need to make it a little not girly and all, but it also has the humor to make it hilarious.
Yeah.
Overall, it's a really good anime.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, personally.
For sure.
So, that's basically it. And, this is, that's the review.
Yep.
So, feel free to check it out. I'll probably try to, I can't technically since I got, I forget, Bandai ended up picking it up, so I can't, really show you a link to get it.
Oh, that sucks.
Who picked it up?
Bandai. Yeah. Oh, and also, I forgot to mention, there's a second season coming out.
Yeah, do you have, like, a release date?
No, I don't believe it.
Well, do you at least know if it's going to be, like, this year or next year or what?
Hopefully this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard this year. No for sure or anything on that, though.
But, that's it. So, if you need it, I could link you it as a friend. But other than that, yeah, that's it. So, have a nice day, everybody.
Yep. Good day.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.